Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Take over.
Let's go.
I appreciate it, man. What's popping, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back once again to another episode of The Wrestling Takeover. I'm your host, Jordan Turner, and we back. And we are going to be talking about pro wrestling in 2023. What are the top 10 best pro wrestling matches this year? Let me say something. Every single year, it gets better and better and better when it comes to match quality. When it comes to match quality, it's so incredible. But this year, more than ever before, not only have we gotten some insane matches, some crazy matches, fun, emotional, entertaining, hard-hitting, strong style, athleticism. But we all went on for a ride on all 10 of these matches that I have in my top 10. Now, not only am I going to talk about my top 10, give my opinions on the matches, I actually have honorable mentions as well, because I want to give these matches that did not crack the top 10, I want to give these matches their flowers, because quite frankly, there was too many wrestling matches that were really interesting and really entertaining, and just fuck it. It was fun. It was fun. I had a ball with all of these matches. I have a lot of matches that did not crack the list. But hey, that's how it is. It's tough in this game where you only have 10 to pick from. I did my homework, but I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, man. The top 10 list really wasn't that difficult. For me personally, as a fan, as a content creator, doing this and doing my notes and try to figure out where these matches lay, where these matches go, what match should be where, should I put another match in there except for the one that I have already on the list? You know, it wasn't that difficult. It really wasn't. But at the end of the day, all of these matches that I have in my top 10 deserve to be on this list. I'm also going to do not only top 10 list for the best matches of 2023, not only am I going to do honorable mentions, the ones that did not crack the list, I'm actually going to also talk about my top 10 best WWE matches, period, as well, too. So we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about some other, you know, type of categories of best heel, best babyface, best talker, my top 5 male wrestlers of 2023, my top 5 female wrestlers of 2023, rookie of the year. We're going to have a ball. We're going to have a ball, and we're going to have a good time. And again, I want you guys to tap in and enjoy this list, or these lists, I would say. And it's going to kind of be like a celebration for pro wrestling in 2023. I feel like pro wrestling in 2023 this year, honest to God, has been one of the best years in pro wrestling. Easily one of the best years. Great character development. We've seen some fucking crazy promos. Some crazy returns. The whole nine. And obviously, we've seen some of the best in-ring matches, quite frankly, that I've ever seen in this wrestling realm. So I'm not going to waste enough of you guys' time. We're jumping right into the top 10 list. After the top 10 list, I will give you guys my honorable mentions, and then we're going to move on to the next sort of rankings. So let's get into this shit, man. I'm actually going to start off with number 10, and I'm going to work my way up to number 1. So coming in at number 10, at the number 10 spot, is Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. from AEW Wrestle Dream. Now, this match was exciting. I wasn't really expecting much from the match, but a lot of my friends told me, you know what? Hey, yo, go catch this match. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll catch it. It's Bryan Danielson. I think Bryan Danielson is one of the greatest tacticians in this game and this wrestling industry has ever seen. Zack Sabre Jr. is a cat that a lot of people don't like. They don't like his style. They don't like his submission oriented background. But I've seen a couple of Zack Sabre Jr. matches and I know this dude can go. So my opinion and my expectation was, I think this match is about to bang. I think this match is going to be a banger. And that's exactly what it was. This match was really enjoyable, very fun, submission-based, strong style-based, and it was enjoyable to watch. And the crowd gave these two men the respect that they deserve. So shout out to Bryan Danielson and Zack Sabre Jr. Now coming in at number 9, this was a recent match that just happened. I don't give a fuck. This match was a banger. And in my opinion, this was one of the best hardcore matches AEW has ever put on. Coming in at the number 9 spot, Adam Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland at AEW Full Gear. Now, again, I know a lot of people make Foley, Booker T, too much blood in this generation. You know, pro wrestling needs about storytelling, character development. I completely agree with that. AEW does too much blood. They do too much hardcore matches. And I agree with that. Again, I agree with that. But this was a blood feud. This was a blood rivalry that needed a match like this. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me take my water. This match needed the hardcore stipulation. And that's what we got. Was this match crazy? This match was crazy. Barbed wire, tables, chairs, kendo sticks, the whole nine yards, man, was this match. This match was bloody as fuck. Swerve won at the end of the day. Great, you know, choice there. And the overall match was intense. The crowd was kind of like looking back like, oh my God, some of these spots are crazy. I vibed with this match. This match was very fun. And as soon as this match was over, I'm like, this match might actually crack my top 10. And after going back and forth with it, I said, yeah, this match deserved to be in the top 10. And again, guys, yes, all of the matches that I have in my top 10 were easy to put on the list because immediately after the Adam Page and Swerve Strickland match, I went to some of the matches that didn't crack my top 10. And I said to myself, which match was better than that match? And I kept going back and forth in my head and I just couldn't find any of the matches that I have in the honorable mentions. I couldn't find that one match was better than Swerve and Adam Page. So that's the number 9 spot. Going up to number 8, in the number 8 spot is Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus at WrestleMania 39. Now, I already know what y'all are thinking. Yo, what the fuck? You have that at the number 8 spot? That should be higher. That should be top 5. That should be in the top 6. This is my list. These are the matches that I've put in the top 10. All right. This was always going to be in the top 10 list, so don't get it twisted. At least appreciate that. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus from WrestleMania 39 was always going to be in my top 10. It was just a matter of where do I put the match at? And in my opinion, I think 7 through 1 was better in my eyes better than Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus at WrestleMania 39. What do I say about Gunther? He's special to me. He's special. You know, people have their personal favorites in this game. People have their personal favorites when it comes to pro wrestling. And, oh, that guy's my favorite wrestler, or that woman's my favorite wrestler, or that tag team's my favorite wrestler. Gunther, to me, is not my favorite, but he's one of my favorites to watch in all of professional wrestling. You feel his aura, his theme song, the way he carries himself. He carries himself like a top guy, like a guy that you build your brand around, like a guy you build your show around. That's Gunther to me. Great on the microphone. Great in-ring presence. Great in-ring psychology. He reminds me of a Bret Hart. That Matt Tactician, Brian Danielson. He reminds me of those cats, bro. Gunther is a man that is going to be world champion real soon. Gunther is a man that might not be the face of the company, but I'm telling you right now, he's going to be damn near close. A dependable guy that the company, WWE, can rely upon to get the job done. Watch out for Gunther in 2024. Coming in at number 7 is Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39. When it comes to women's wrestling this year, we had some great women's matches this year. We didn't have a lot, but we had some great women's matches this year. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair just stuck out to me. Stuck out to me. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39, in my opinion, is undoubtedly the best women's match this year. Quite frankly, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39 is going to go down as one of the greatest women's matches to ever be produced on WWE. Tell me when I'm telling lies. That match was crazy from top to bottom, and Charlotte Flair doing the right thing and putting over the future. Putting over someone like Rhea Ripley, who needed that boost. I might not be a big fan of Charlotte Flair, but I will tell you this right now. From an in-ring standpoint, I will definitely give Charlotte Flair her flowers. She's one of the best. She's one of the best. So, Charlotte Flair, to me, is incredible in that ring. Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley is something special. She's so young. She's so young and has accomplished so much in a short amount of time, just like her counterpart, Bianca Belair. This whole mommy persona has taken the world by storm. Rhea Ripley is doing big business. She's doing big, listen, big business is what Rhea Ripley's doing from top to bottom, from Judgment Day to teaming up with Dominic Mysterio to her singles run. Now, I will put a negative in here. Her run as world champion has not been entertaining to me. That is WWE's fault, and that's because they don't have a lot of opponents for a Rhea Ripley. And someone that is on the momentum and is on the same amount of popularity in terms of Rhea Ripley, you don't really have that. And that is WWE's fault, and that is something they need to desperately fix. And I trust Triple H to to book the women's division in a correct way. Regarding the women's division and women's wrestling in WWE, this is going to be a journey. This is going to be very patient-esque. We all, as a fan base of WWE, when it comes to the women, we have to be patient. But what Rhea Ripley has been doing and putting on great performances, her and Charlotte Flair went out there and put out one of the best women's matches in WWE history. Fuck one of the best women's wrestling matches that, nah, fuck that. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair put on one of the best top tier bell to bell women's matches I've ever seen. I'll even go a step further. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, and Becky Lynch. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné. Those matches, to me, are some of the greatest women's matches this company's ever booked. Bayley, Sasha Banks from Brooklyn, don't get me started. Ember Moon and Asuka, Brooklyn 3, don't get me started. Those are some of the best, well-produced women's matches WWE has ever booked. Ever booked. And Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair from WrestleMania 39 stands among those matches. Fact. All right, guys, let's move on. Coming in at number 6, just missed the top 5. Just missed the top 5. I was going back and forth with it, but just missing the top 5. Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya El Dragunov 2 from NXT No Mercy. You know, we want to shit on NXT and this new model. Hold on 1 second, you guys. We want to shit on NXT and what they're doing. Shawn Michaels is creating new stars. Shawn Michaels has a lot of superstars that are on that brand that you can look at and be like, well, yep, that person can do big things on the main roster. Yep, that person. There's a lot of people on that NXT brand right now that you can look at and be like, yeah, y'all about to kill it on the main roster if you guys are booked correctly. Carmelo Hayes, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? We waiting for him. His name will be called up to the main roster. Now, I don't know if he's going to be at WrestleMania. I don't. Do I see him debuting on the main roster at the Royal Rumble? Yes, that's a real possibility. He might be saved for after WrestleMania, but that man is on his way up to the main roster. He is something special. The charisma, the athleticism, in-ring ability, in-ring psychology. He has the look. He has everything, microphone ability. He is one of these people that I call a 5-tool player. Everything. If you have everything, in-ring ability, psychology, presence, microphone ability, in-ring, you're a 5-tool player. And that's what Carmelo Hayes is. I cannot wait for him to go up to the main roster. It's going to be something special. Ilya El Dragunov, man. This dude might not be everyone's cup of tea. He's pretty much a baby Gunther. He's a baby Gunther. Just a shorter version of him, right? Ilya El Dragunov is special, man. That dude can fight. That dude could fight. That dude could wrestle. And can you imagine Dragunov and Gunther again? Dragunov and McIntyre. Dragunov and Sheamus. Come on, bro. Bro, that would be crazy. And he deserves to be NXT champion. He deserves to have a long run with that belt. The question is, though, who's going to step up and be the man to ultimately dethrone Dragunov? That is the question that I want to ask Shawn Michaels, and when that trigger is going to be pulled. We don't know. We will find out. We will see. But Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, their second match at NXT No Mercy was a certified banger. But it did not crack the top five. It came real close. I was going back and forth with this match and the number five match. And I did not go with Hayes and Dragunov in the top five. What beat them and is in the number five spot of the best matches of 2023? Let's give a round of applause to MJF versus Bryan Danielson in an Iron Man match at AEW Revolution. Oh, woo. Iron Man match done right. MJF and Bryan Danielson had one of the greatest. Let me repeat myself. Let me go slow. MJF and Bryan Danielson had one of the top five best Iron Man matches in wrestling history. That's my opinion, and I stand on that. Top five all time. That match from near falls to going to overtime to MJF pulling out all the stops to the point where in the match he tapped out Bryan Danielson. When the fuck was the last time you've seen Bryan Danielson tap out? It's been a while. The story was that Bryan Danielson did not think that MJF can hang with him in between those ropes for an hour. MJF had to go prove that he can hang with the legend, with one of the greatest in-ring tactician performers of all time, and Bryan Danielson. MJF had to prove that he can hang with Bryan Danielson. And let me tell you something. That man passed a test with flying colors. Everyone is entitled to their top five. But if you do not have MJF versus Bryan Danielson at AEW Revolution, at least in your top five, I don't know what your criteria of top five is. But that isn't a number five spot. But it's not number one now. We'll get to number one. Number four. This again involves MJF. MJF is special. Coming in at the number four spot is MJF versus Adam Cole at AEW All Out in London. This is London, baby. That match from top to bottom was eye-popping, imaginatory, incredible, fun, hard-hitting, fast-paced, slow-paced, methodical, pick apart the body, pick apart the emotion, the friendship. Hit me with the belt. I don't want to hit you with the belt. I'm your friend. Let's hug it out. It was everything that I can think of. That match, in my opinion, we've seen AEW put out bangers. Quite frankly, AEW has some of my favorite wrestling matches I've ever seen. Ever. And I'm actually going to do a list this month. I'm going to try to put it out this month. So I want to make everyone perfectly clear. I'm going to try to put out my top 20 of my favorite AEW matches of all time thus far. I'm going to try to put that out. No guarantees, but that's something to look forward to potentially. this match is going to be on that list. This match is going to be high on the list. MJF versus Adam Cole was something special. This match was... it had the story. It had the emotion from the crowd's perspective, from MJF's perspective. He didn't want to cheat, but he didn't want to lose the title either. Adam Cole didn't want to cheat because, quote unquote, that's his best friend. And I immediately put out on Twitter, they're going to Wembley next year, right? Okay. MJF versus Adam Cole next year for the AEW world title again. This time, Adam Cole gets the belt. Adam Cole is the guy to defeat MJF. I stand on Adam Cole beating MJF for the AEW world title. But do I think they're going to have another match at Wembley in a rematch? Seeing what AEW is doing right now and who they signing, I don't know. It's a possibility. We will see. But if they have a rematch at Wembley again, oh my goodness, that's going to be a cult classic for AEW, man, really. But that's in the number four spot. Y'all ready for this top three? Let's get it. In the number three spot of the top 10 best matches of 2023, we got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes from WrestleMania 39. Drama, in-ring ability, more drama. Solo Sikoa costing Cody Rhodes the championship. Fans losing their fucking mind. Fans angry. Fans upset. I wasn't upset. You know, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns is being rumored to be happening again. But at WrestleMania 40, in a rematch from last year's classic WrestleMania main event. Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns in the main event. I'm not talking about just a normal WrestleMania match. That's not what I'm doing right now. I'm talking about a WrestleMania main event. The last match. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes is one of the greatest main events in WrestleMania history. Do not at me. That is my opinion. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes has been planned since that match was over. It's been planned to happen at WrestleMania 40. It's been planned that Cody Rhodes is going to get his obligated rematch. And it's been rumored and planned that Cody Rhodes is going to be the man to defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania and get his rematch. Because he got screwed last year by Solo Sikoa in the Bloodline. Roman Reigns this year has had some great matches this year. He's had some great matches. He is the head of the table. He is the tribal chief. He is the face of the WWE. There are fans that are getting sick of him as world champion. I understand that. People desperately want Cody Rhodes to beat Roman Reigns. Finish the story. Fans are getting tired of hearing that name, hearing that terminology. I kind of am too. Is Cody Rhodes going to finish the story at WrestleMania 40? I don't know. I really don't know. But I hope it happens. Because if it does, it will be one of the greatest back-to-back WrestleMania main events of all time. You had a killer one at 39, and you have another killer one at WrestleMania 40. So we will see what happens, but that is in the number three spot. Let's get to number two. Now, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get to number two and number one at the same time, because they're the same damn match, just in two different places. This one at the number two spot was in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega won at New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom. If number one never happened, this would be my favorite match of the year. No question. No question. This match was incredible. I love the New Japan Pro Wrestling crowds, the Wrestle Kingdom crowds. I really do. They're so respectful, kind, privileged. It's great. Giving these two men the respect that they deserve, it was awesome. This match was a banger. Five-star cult classic at New Japan Pro Wrestling. But, I mean, New Japan's used to that shit. They used to that shit. How many bangers have I seen at fucking Wrestle Kingdom? A lot. I've seen a lot of them. And they've involved a Kenny Omega, and they've involved a Will Ospreay. Their Wrestle Kingdom match, their first match, banger. In the number one spot, I'm going with Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega 2 at AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door 2. Let me preface what I'm about to tell you. Let me get a drink of my water real quick, because this one is going to be very controversial. It's going to be a hot take. Let me drink my water real quick. Okay. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega 2 at Forbidden Door. I am a fan that is unfiltered. I say what I say and I mean what I say. I'm a wrestling fan that is very passionate with what I say. I'm a wrestling fan that speak logical from different points of view. Hearing different perspectives and calculating my own thoughts and opinions. I'm a wrestling fan that respects people's opinions, and I'm a fan that genuinely is mesmerized by matches like The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25. That is my favorite wrestling match of all time. But I got something I have to tell you guys. And I mean this, I'm not kidding. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega 2 at Forbidden Door 2. And I'm talking all time. I'm not fucking talking about AEW, New Japan. Oh my God, that's my favorite New Japan match ever. Or that's my favorite AEW match ever. Or is it? I don't know. Find out when I do my list. Potentially coming soon. This month. If Undertaker and Shawn Michaels was not a real thing in Houston, Texas in 2009 at WrestleMania 25... this would be my greatest match of all time. Ooh. Guys, did you hear that? I think Jordan said that if Shawn Michaels and Undertaker... Wait. I gotta go behind these scenes. I gotta turn the microphone away real quick. Did you guys hear that? Y'all hear that, right? If The Undertaker or Shawn Michaels is not a real thing at WrestleMania 25, this match would be his greatest match of all time. Wait a minute. Pump the brakes. Nah, I'm not pumping the brakes. I mean that, and I'm not kidding. This match, to me personally, had the crowd, it had the commentary, it had the aura, it had the vibe, it had the right people in between those ropes. Will Ospreay felt like he should have won at Wrestle Kingdom, and he didn't. He lost. He feels like he is better than Kenny Omega. I'm better than Punk. I'm better than Omega. And I'm better than you. That was the promo that he cut against Chris Jericho before their match. Forgot what pay-per-view it took place on. I believe it was at a, it was at AEW Wembley. Chris Jericho, Will Ospreay at Wembley last year. I'm good with that. Good with that. Fucking wasn't joking. He wasn't joking. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega 1 was a cult classic. In the number 2 spot. The number 2 spot. And I'm proud of myself that I was not the only one that said what I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. There was a lot of people that were going on record and said that Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega from Forbidden Door 2, their second match, was the greatest match of the last decade. Man. Fuck that. No. Yeah, you're right on that. But, man, I'm going further than that, man. I'm shooting from half court. Fuck shooting from the three. I'm shooting from half court. Give me the ball, bro. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega 2 from Forbidden Door 2. Oh, you lucky that Shawn Michaels and Undertaker WrestleMania 25 in Houston, Texas was a real thing, man. Whew. But that is my number one spot. What do you guys think about the list? Let me know, man. Let me know what you think of the list. Let me run down a list one more time. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, Forbidden Door 2. Number 2, Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega from Wrestle Kingdom 17. Number 3, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes from WrestleMania 39. Number 4, MJF versus Adam Cole at AEW All In. Number 5, MJF versus Bryan Danielson from AEW Revolution. Number 6, Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov from NXT No Mercy. Number 7, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair from WrestleMania 39. Number 8, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus from WrestleMania 39. Number 9, Adam Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland at AEW Full Gear. And coming in at number 10 is Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. from AEW Wrestle Dream. Let me know what you guys think of the top 10. Now, I'll be back. I'm going to go get more drink of water. And as soon as I come back, we're going to talk about some honorable mentions. Thank you for staying tuned to The Wrestling Takeover. All right, you guys, I'm back. Let's get it. Now, all of these matches that I have in my honorable mentions, again, I wanted to give these matches their flowers because some of these matches were very entertaining and really fun to watch. And yes, I watched every single one of these matches. All right. Some of these matches were very, very entertaining, very fun. They just didn't crack the top 10, though. But I want to give these matches their flowers. And so let's give these matches the respect that they deserve. Here are the official honorable mentions for some of the best pro wrestling matches this year in 2023. Jay White versus Kazuchika Okada from Wrestle Kingdom 17. Rush versus Bryan Danielson from an episode of AEW Dynamite. The men's Elimination Chamber match from WWE Elimination Chamber. Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn from WWE Elimination Chamber. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio from WrestleMania 39. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos from WrestleMania 39. Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul from WrestleMania 39. Mercedes Monet versus ACM Asuka from New Japan Genesis. Bianca Belair versus Io Sky from WWE Backlash. The Young Bucks versus FTR from AEW All In. Ilya Dragunov, versus Dominic Dijakovic from NXT Battleground. MJF versus Adam Cole on an episode of AEW Dynamite. That was their first match. Johnny Gargano versus Grayson Waller from NXT Stand and Deliver. The Usos versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa from WWE Money in the Bank. FTR versus Bullet Club Gold, Jay White and Juice Robinson from an episode of AEW Collision. Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov. This was part one, and this one took place from NXT Great American Bash. Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus from WWE Payback. Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn from WWE Payback. Bryan Danielson versus Ricky Starks from AEW All Out. Tiffany Stratton versus Becky Lynch from NXT No Mercy. Christian Cage versus Darby Allin from AEW Wrestle Dream. Mercedes Moné versus Kairi Sane from New Japan Pro Wrestling Battle in the Valley. Will Ospreay versus Speedball Mike Bailey from Impact Bound for Glory. Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura from WWE Payback. MJF versus Kenny Omega from an episode of AEW Collision. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre from WWE Crown Jewel. And Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins from WWE SummerSlam. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Those were the official honorable mentions. Now we're going to go right into Strictly WWE. Now, WWE really has had some good matches this year. They really have had some good matches. Let's not get it twisted, all right? But in terms of matches, some of the best matches this year, that goes to AEW. But again, let's not fault WWE because they've had some great matches. Now, this is my official top 10 list of the best WWE matches this year. Starting actually at the number one spot, we're going to change it up a little bit. Starting at the number one spot, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes from WrestleMania 39. Coming in at number two, Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov 2 from NXT No Mercy. Coming in at number three is Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39. Coming in at number four is Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus from WrestleMania 39. Coming in at number five, the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn from WrestleMania 39. Coming in at number six, Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov, number one, from NXT Great American Bash. Coming in at number seven, this one might shock people, is Damian Priest versus Bad Bunny from WWE Backlash. Coming in at number eight is the Men's Elimination Chamber match at the Elimination Chamber. Coming in at number nine is Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura from WWE Payback. And from WWE Payback, we have Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch. Let me know what y'all think of that list. Now, we're going to end it with some little awards here and there. Best heel, best face, best talker, top five best male wrestlers, top five best female wrestlers. And then we're going to end it with Rookie of the Year. Let's get into the best heel in pro wrestling this year. That award goes to Christian Cage. I mean, come on. Come on. I love MJF. I think MJF is great. He's a great heel. He's been more of a babyface this year. Christian has just been in his bag, man. Talking about people's families, talking about people's fathers, just being a dick. This guy's a national treasure, man. The best heel in the game of 2023, no question, goes to Christian Cage. And in fact, speaking of Christian Cage, This might be one of his best runs is an entire career. I remember this run that he's on. I remember the run in TNA, and I also remember the run that he had against Randy Orton. I believe that took place in his little rivalry with him in around 2011 on SmackDown. That run was incredible. All right, so let's give Christian his flowers. Best heel in the game goes to Christian Cage. Best babyface of this year in 2023, it goes to Jimmy Uso. I apologize, guys. I'm sorry. Jey Uso, not Jimmy Uso. Jey Uso. All right. Yeah, I said Jimmy Uso. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay. Now, Jey Uso, to me, I mean, you can't get a better babyface than Jey Uso. Crowd going up and down, him doing all this shit. It's cool. It's fun. He's really done a great job spreading himself away from the bloodline. So shout out to Jey Uso. He's doing it. He's in his bag. He has more direction than Jimmy Uso. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso seems directionless, and Jey Uso is having the time of his life as a singles competitor. It's crazy. Who's the best talker in the game now? Who's the best talker this year? Don't kill the messenger, man. All I'm saying is Christian Cage. Have y'all not seen his promos, bruh? Have y'all not seen Christian's promos this year? Come on, man. Christian's promos alone should put him as the best talker in pro wrestling in 2023. Controversial. Top five male wrestlers of 2023. Coming in at number five is Ilya Dragunov. This guy is incredible. Coming in at number four, Kenny Omega. Coming in at number three is Bryan Danielson. Coming in at number two and one. Again, this is just my opinion. These two men that are in the number one spot and the number two spot can go back and forth. You could put the guy that I have at number one, put him at number two. You can have the guy that's in the number two spot, putting him in number one. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But in the number two spot, I am going with MJF, which means in the number one spot is Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay, to me, is the best wrestler of 2023. And that ain't no debate. I'm just playing. Y'all could debate me, but that's just my opinion on it. Top five best female wrestlers of 2023. Coming in at number five, this woman didn't get a lot of time this year, but to me, she's arguably one of the best this year for sure. Number five is Jamie Hayter. Number four, she will be a future WWE superstar. How you doing, Julia? How you doing, sweetheart? I'll see you in WWE. Or maybe you'll go to AEW. It don't matter. I'll see you in one of the companies. But Julia, how you doing? If y'all ain't a fan of Julia, bro, y'all motherfuckers got to go hop on YouTube, type in Julia, and go watch her matches. Because y'all are missing out, bro. Y'all are missing out. Shout out to Julia. Number three, Io Sky. Hi, Io, sweetheart. How you doing? I'm a big fan. Your run as women's champion has been great. It's been great, man. It really has. But you come in, and this is total package, by the way. This isn't just in-ring ability, okay? This is total package. Same for the men. Total package. So I'm going with Io at number three. Number two, this woman did not get a lot of time, but she had some matches this year. And I don't know where she's going to go. But I'm going to be happy when she returns in 2024. Mercedes Moné. aka Sasha Banks, at the number two spot. And in the number one spot, let's give a round of applause to Rhea Ripley. What's up, mommy? How you doing? How you doing? You killing it right now. Killing it. Your run could be better, but you're killing it. Rookie of the year. Let's end it with rookie of the year. Who's rookie of the year? You got Dominic Mysterio. A lot of people are saying Dominic Mysterio. You can go with Rhea Ripley. I mean, you can go with a lot of people. But in my opinion, there's only one person. I'm going with Gunther as rookie of the year. I'm going with Gunther as rookie of the year. Gunther will no doubt be a world champion. No question about it. Coming real soon for WWE. I can't wait to see what they got in store for him. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed my list. All right. I had a ball, had a great time. Let me know what you guys think of my top five best matches of 2023. My top 10 favorite WWE matches this year. Who missed the list that you guys think should have been on there? Let me know what you guys think, man, in the comments on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Be sure to leave me a five-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to also spread the word of the Wrestling Takeover. Spreading the word goes a long way. And follow me on social media. On Twitter, at JT Takeover. On Instagram, at The Wrestling Takeover. And on TikTok, at The Wrestling Takeover. We're making waves on TikTok, and I still just am mesmerized by the support on TikTok. Thank you guys very much. Now, before I go, I want to make an announcement here. I will be staying on the audio side of things, but I am also going to be going to different platforms. Now, this announcement is big for me and my growth. I will be officially going to YouTube and Twitch in 2024. You can also still listen to The Wrestling Takeover on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. You already know. But for me to grow and for me to get to where I really want to be, I need to be on YouTube. I need to be on Twitch. So those are the two platforms that I'm going to really be pushing out in 2024. Also keeping the audio platforms as well. So I just wanted to make that announcement so we are all clear on what's going on. But other than that, I appreciate the support, guys. Thank you for the love showing for the Wrestling Takeover this year. We did some great, great numbers this year, man. I'm really hoping that, I'm really hoping that this video does very well. This episode does very well. You guys seem to love the ranking. So we did a lot of them tonight. And again, just continue to support the Wrestling Takeover. That's all for I got for you guys on this one, on this new episode. Stay tapped for a new episode dropping soon. Some more rankings are coming this month because, again, there's nothing that really goes on in pro wrestling this month. So I'm going to kind of just put out as much as episodes as I can as we go into 2024. Thank you for the support, and I'll see you guys next time right here on The Wrestling Takeover.